episode 191 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Laura, Lindsay, Donna, and Elizabeth, and we're also happy to welcome to the podcast Outlander travel agent Amy Eckler.
Yay!
Amy recently had the opportunity to attend a very special training program in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh. That's what you said.
Dang it.
That's what it says in the show notes. In Jamaica, where she learned all about what goes into a sandals wedding. She's graciously agreed to join us for a chat about the logistics involved in bringing your dreams of an all-inclusive destination wedding with sandals to life. So let's get started.
Now we know why Lindsay was laughing diabolically before we started this.
Yeah, everybody spells Pittsburgh wrong, though. What's wrong with
people? Okay, went to a wedding in Pittsburgh.
So why do people get married at sandals, Amy? What's the attraction?
So, let me just start off by saying that the resorts that I visited for wedding venues were in Negril, Jamaica, and the west coast of Jamaica. And why would you pick sandals? That's a great question.
Wait, you mean south coast, right?
What did I say?
West Coast.
I was combining White Coast, South Coast. So much is included. So when you book with sandals, you can get, depending on how many people you have with your, there's so many different kind of programs, and that's why you need a travel professional to help you navigate this, because you can just honeymoon at sandals, but if you get married at sandals, you can try the resort first is one thing you can do. I think it's $250 a night. I think it's like $500 for 3 nights, something like this. I need my notes in front of me for that.
Yeah, it's like the test drive thing, right?
Time. Yeah. Then if you actually have your wedding at the resort, there's discounts for having your trying the resort ahead of time. Depending on how many guests you have, you get, they call them bells and whistles now. So if you have 10 guests, you get 2 bells and a whistle. So you can pick free video, free dinner, free flowers. You can pick so many different things. The more people you have, you could have a free wedding and a free stay yourself. And the more people you have, yeah. So they were comparing it to weddings in the U.S. now, saying, I mean, this is crazy to me, but they're saying that weddings can cost up to $50,000 right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is that correct?
Yes.
I have 3 daughters.
Yeah. They're all getting married at sandals, aren't they?
No, but you can do your wedding at sandals with your honeymoon, with all your friends, you can plan anything. You can do arrival parties. You can do beach parties. You can have your wedding ceremony. You can have your reception afterwards. You can have something the next day. Like, you can do so much there for way less than $50,000 is what they had all these comparison sheets for us. Sandals has their own wedding planning department. So, as a travel agent, we would want to help you, you know, pick the right place for you and your wedding and your friends, wherever price might come into play, or location, history, whatever it is you want to do. But we also have a wedding specialist who is on property that can help with the bride. And we can either be on those calls with you while you're planning, or you can just be with that wedding planner alone on those calls. And they're the ones that are going to help you, you know, plan your venue, exactly where it's going to be, the colors. You can do everything online. And once you get there, you get to try the cakes. You can decide what cake you want while you're on property. What else? Am I missing anything?
You get a signature cocktail, right?
You can. Yeah, you can get a signature cocktail. Yeah, I mean, they had a setup for that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just some things to think about are, you know, the different islands that you pick are going to have different requirements for weddings. How long you have to stay there ahead of time. You have to, what kind of paperwork you might need if you have to have any blood work done, which you don't at any of the casinos, but you do in Mexico. Just FYI.
One question I might have if I was a bride is how unique can you make this experience? Like, this isn't like, here are your 3 color choices, here are your 3 types of cake. Like, how unique can you make this? Because I know a lot of places will offer packages in the past, and it feels like cookie cutter. And so tell me about how we can
That is a great question. Thank you for asking that, because I don't know if I would remember this. There are over 15 different, they have color schemes or themes, mm-hmm. at least, and you can mix and match with however you want. We got to see all of them. So you can change the flowers from this one and put the flowers into this different package with the colors of this package, with the decorations or the drapery of this package or the tint of that package. You can mix and match anything you want. Chair covers, anything you want.
That's one of the things that's so appealing for me, because I'm one of those people that has no sense of design or style. Mm-hmm. Like, I need things put together for me, and then I understand that they're pretty or attractive. But if you were to give me a lot of separate pieces, I would never be able to put them together in a way that worked. But then there are people who could go in and say, oh, I love those chairs and that flower and that, and make it look great. So it's kind of got, it doesn't matter how intimidated you are by the process. There's a level for you. You know, you could just.
It's all online. Yeah. You're doing it with your planner online. Like, you can see all the different things. Like, you're talking like on a Skype call almost. I don't know how they do it, but yeah, you're seeing it while you're with your planner on the computer, picking everything.
Yeah, one of the things I think is really cool is that they totally embrace the fact that millennial brides are doing this online anyway. They're looking at Pinterest. Yeah. They're, you know, looking at all these websites. They're looking at the bride sites. So they're totally immersed in this, and they really play for that. And they do have, like, the website, and you can go and pick your own stuff and change it up. And one of the things they said that I thought was cool is, you know, you might be dreaming that you're going to walk down the beach, you know, but then you get there and you realize that your heels are sinking in the sand and stuff. So you can switch it at the last minute. You can go to the gazebo or, you know, whatever. So
they've got a lot of choices.
So Amy,
now, have certain religious tendencies. Can you choose for officiant that is in your religion as well?
Yeah, so that was something a little bit newer they talked about. I think there's at least two or three of the sandals that now can accommodate a Catholic priest.
I think Montego Bay has the air-conditioned chapel. Is that right?
There's one that has a chapel, but then I think the St. Lucia just authorized or was able to do that too. And they were talking about all the different religions that they can accommodate now. Mm-hmm. Now, that said, you might pay extra. You might have, like, I know with the Catholic weddings, you have to pay a fee to the Catholic Church or the priest that comes. That's going to be extra if you want that.
Can they do Indian weddings? Do you know?
Indian? Mm-hmm. You know what? I feel like they did talk about that. They talked about so many different religions that can be accommodated.
I think they can. I feel like they said, yeah, because that's so big, and they spend a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a long, big, long ceremony. I mean,
I know that there's one of these sheets in here. If I find it while we're doing this, I'll tell you.
So, since you were at South Coast, tell me. I know in St. Lucia they have an over the water chapel. Do they have something like that at South Coast too? I know they're doing a bunch of bungalows and stuff there.
They are. They do have the bungalows there. I feel like, now I'm trying to remember, doesn't South Coast have the Overwater Chapel as well?
I thought it did.
They have an Overwater Bar, and I can't remember.
I think they do.
I think that they do.
Yeah.
They have an Overwater Chapel there.
So if we can go back to the different color schemes and things, because, you know, we're all... We can be honest. When you shop online for these things, they look really pretty online, and then you get there and they're really super cheap or whatever. Did you get to put your hands on them and see them? And I mean, what was your feeling about the quality?
I think every meal we had, they set us up in on a location that could be a wedding site with tables decorated a certain way, with certain flowers decorated a certain way. So we got to kind of see it all. And then one day we had all the different fabrics out, and all the different, everything was out there for us. There were some that were definitely more appealing to me. They did not feel cheap at all. I'm trying to think, like, there's some contemporary ones that didn't appeal to me at all, but no, I loved them all. We did one of the ones that we did in the beginning. I don't remember the name of it, but it had the white flowers, this big white tent with all these chandeliers and these white little streamy lights coming down. It was really wispy and just white. It was so pretty.
Was it called the White Wedding?
I know. I'm looking at the inspirations, the names. I'm going to look at the inspirations so I have like that in front of me. But no, I didn't think there were any of them were cheap feeling. Now, and we even got to see a couple weddings actually going on property, and they were beautiful.
Yeah, you know what?
And you think that you would go to a destination like this and get married on the beach because that's what you'd want. But I have to say, some of the setups they had in the gardens were so, so beautiful and so much more romantic to me. They were beautiful.
It's extra if you want the, like, twilight package, right? Because everyone wants
So it is extra. If you want the, like, twilight package, I think I want to say maybe $500 more. Is that right? Yeah. It's like $500 more. So you can get your pictures taken at night.
Good question about cost, because we, as a bride, when you're looking at things online and looking at things for a regular wedding, I'm assuming that you're faced with this amount of like, these are going to cost X amount, this is going to cost X amount. What price range are you looking at for this?
So you know what? Darn it. I should have had that page dog in. I probably did. They had a whole breakout of what it would cost just to do a basic wedding.
Well, they have like a basic free version, right?
There's a free ceremony.
Right.
You can do the free. Yep. There's a free one for sure. And then there's one that's up to $500. Depending on what you want to do. So here's all the bells and whistles. If you have 5 to 11 rooms, you get 2 bells. So you can do a category room upgrade for yourself. You could do a video on your wedding, a bamboo structure, a game night, spiked tea themed bridal party. Those are all things that you can throw in if you get 5 rooms or more. And then it goes up from there. If you have 12 rooms, there's so many more. You can get 50 plus rooms to get a ton of stuff.
So cost, I think, is kind of individual because your guests are going to be paying for theirs.
It really is individual. It really is. You can have a free wedding party though. If you get enough guests, your whole thing can be free depending on how much. But I think $500 is kind of a good starting point just to get some of the basics. A wedding cake, a reception, the ceremony.
And I think, do you have any tips from this on getting your friends to go to your wedding? Because I think that's a lot of brides get nervous that nobody will show up. Well, nobody will take the trip or that it's too expensive for them, for their friends.
So to me, this kind of goes back to our podcast on groups.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think as a bride, you've probably talked to at least 2 or 3 of your close friends who have said, yeah, we'll go no matter what. And if you are satisfied, if it's just those 2 or 3 going, then you just book it and you just hope that everybody else can go. Most of the sandals have options nearby for a family friendly resort that kids can stay at as well. So that makes it appealing for families that they can't leave their kids behind. Just know if you do that, there are day passes that the people coming from other resorts would have to pay a day pass to the sandals for your wedding.
Or one option would be have your wedding at beaches and then skip out on the wedding party and head over to sandals for your honeymoon. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
And again, we didn't clarify this at the beginning because we've talked about sandals and beaches a lot, but sandals is adult only. So that's why we're talking about needing to, house your children elsewhere.
But they will let children on just for the ceremony, right? For that day pass thing. Yeah.
But they will also restrict where they can go.
Yeah.
It is something to keep in mind.
So I just turned to one of my resource pages. So here's one that says, if you are staying 6 nights at a sandals or beaches, you get the free tropical wedding. And that includes a bouquet, an orchid bouquet for the bride, an orchid boutonniere for the groom, the orchid centerpiece, orchid cake topper, and a 2-tiered cake. And then the complimentary wedding inclusions, which are the $500 decor credit, a marriage officiant with license, a photo, $200 photo credit, candlelight dinner credit. Yeah, that's all free if you book a 6-night room just for yourself.
Yeah. So you're really it is so much more economical.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
If you were to buy all that stuff for a wedding at home and then go on your honeymoon,
Yeah, it would be
right.
I mean, I would say that's like an affordable elopement. I mean, you could elope for less than that. There's no doubt, but you could have like a real wedding for the two of you. And if that's really what you were going to do anyway, and have a beautiful honeymoon location at the same time.
Can you talk a little bit about, for guests, like from a guest perspective, why it's important to book into the group and not go book on Cheap Caribbean and just show up?
Or book at the resort next door because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just had that page. So one of the things I just said earlier was, if you're not on property and you book a resort on your own nearby next door because you're thinking it's a lot cheaper, but I can go next door for the wedding, you're paying a day pass to get into that Sandals, and that's over $100 a person. And that only lasts, you can either do the day pass for $100, which is like 10 to 6, or you can do the full day pass, which is like 10 till midnight, which might be $150 a person. That's one reason. The other reason is, this group that is going to the Sandals or the Beaches property, and have all booked together, are all getting certain amenities. So they might all be getting dollars off per room. They might all be getting a private dinner on a separate night other than the wedding night. The bride can assign a certain guest an upgrade in the resort. I'm trying to think whether
it also credits the bride for
or the spike tea party or something that you're going to miss out on.
The spa before, if the bridesmaids all decide to get their hair done or get a massage, they won't get the discount for that. They'd have to pay full price for that.
And they'd have to pay for another day pass to come in to do it because it's today. So, anybody, you're looking at buying 4 day passes for four events during the week. And
you can't just go over and just hang out in the pool. You have to buy a day pass. So you'd get a few hours with the bride and groom for the whole trip out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Book with the group.
Plus, as that depends on how you like not wanting to put added stress on your friends or your family and loved ones who are getting married, to have we're staying across the street because it was $50 less, but now we're convenience because we're going to feel left out of all these things. It's kind of one of those things to think about the other people a little bit there. Yeah.
And Sandals has so many options where there's two or three resorts in one area, so you can stay at one, go to three. So do take in Montego Bay where there's three options and one is a very inexpensive one, and you can go over to the Sandals where your guests are the whole time, every day, for free. Or St. Lucia has the same option. So something else really quick that I just turned to, I wanted to say, is not only can you do the wedding packages with Sandals, but they also do the retie the knot. So if you've been married 10, 20, 25 years, or it's a big wedding anniversary, and you want to redo those vows, they do the same thing with that. So the retie the knot inclusions are the same that I just told you about for the free wedding, but you get a single-tier cake instead of a double-layer cake. So it's another, people celebrating their 20th anniversary. Usually the kids are getting up there in age and you can get away on your own with all just your adult friends and party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not very expensive either, right? Did you just say what it costs?
No, it's free. Like, it's free. If you do 6 nights or more, that whole setup was free again.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And then you can upgrade. There's a bunch of stuff you can upgrade to. But
and those upgrades, that was the other thing I was saying, is you're also helping the bride by booking into her group because she can actually make the wedding better for more people who join the group.
Exactly.
Yeah. And nowadays, a lot of millennials are asking that you don't give gifts, that you either contribute to their honeymoon or you. Right. So in some ways you're doing that. And it's like the gift that gives you right back because you've helped pay for the wedding and for the honeymoon.
And
you're on vacation at this beautiful resort. So it's really a win-win. And it's weird for an older generation to think about because they're not used to giving in a way that they also get. It seems weird and they're not used to giving gifts that are basically experiences, but a lot of millennials prefer the experiences rather than the things. They've already got a toaster and they've got grandma's china set and they've got the things that they need. So, and even a few things they don't need. So they want that experience.
It might be worth it to mention to anybody who might listen to this, who might be thinking, oh my gosh, a destination wedding would be fun, but I don't know if I want to be on top of my family for my entire honeymoon.
Yes.
I don't know if I want Aunt Judy there every day. These resorts, there's so much to do.
Yeah.
And there are so many different, quiet little alcoves. And South Coast in itself, I mean, I keep wanting to call it White House.
I do too. That's how I learned it.
There is so much open beach area that you could literally, like, you're on your private stretch of coastline very easily out there. So there's quite enough space at most of the Sandals resorts, I would say, to accommodate breathing room.
Yes. And you can do exactly what we were talking about earlier. Amy mentioned it. You can run away to a different resort. If you're at, and Sandals has programs for this, it's very normal to do it. If you're at one of these stay at one, play at three, have the wedding at one, put everybody up at that one. And then after your wedding is over, spend your last 2 days at one down the road so that, you know, you're there by yourself. And I mean, I got married here, but I got married in a hotel. So all of my guests were staying in this beautiful resort hotel, and we booked a room at the resort, you know, across town. So, you know, we loved our friends, but we wanted a night away after the wedding night. So we didn't want to be harassed because we knew we would be.
Yeah.
So you totally can do that. Yeah. You absolutely can do that.
Yeah.
I found the page, and this is a 2016 average cost of a wedding in the United States. They're saying is $44,000, $45,000, where a wedding at Sandals is $5,300. You could get a free wedding. You're just basically paying for your room and getting a free wedding.
So Amy, was there anything else? So with those comparisons that you just talked about, the $45,000, is that for the same wedding? I mean, are they doing, like, you know, same
wedding? Looking at comparison of the 2016 average cost of weddings in the U.S. versus a 20-room, 40-passenger wedding at any Sandals.
I mean, really, I think that's talking about the price to the bride and groom.
Though. Yep, and I do think that's right. When you say it's 20 rooms, that's what I was curious about, because then you get the cake upgrade, and you get, you know, you have some bells and whistles with it. So.
Do you get the catamaran cruise with that, too? I think that's awesome that you can do a private catamaran cruise.
I don't see that.
No, maybe it's 25 rooms.
So how far in advance do you have to start planning a destination wedding? I know some people, you know, have a 2-year engagement and you can't book airfare 2 years out. So what's the...
It says here that, where was it? I just saw details should be finalized 60 days prior to arrival.
Well, I think if you know what you want, though, I think a year in advance is...
Yeah, because dates, people, there are situations, like, they'll only do certain number of weddings each day.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, right.
One thing you want to think about is, depending on the time of year that you're planning on getting married, you may want to plan even earlier because due to room availability around specific holidays or things like that, Sandals resorts do tend to fill up fast, especially if they have a special or a sale going on. So you might not want to wait until that, you know, that mark to start running out.
Yep, I would agree. And do you know, Amy, did they tell you how far in advance you can actually book a wedding date?
Yeah, I would assume as far out as you can book a room. I don't know why that would be any different. No, they didn't talk about that, though. I mean, I don't know why it would be any different.
Did they talk at all about, like, if you want to reserve 5 spa slots to get your hair done and stuff? Like, how, I mean, how far in advance do you have to book that up?
You know what? It doesn't say how far in advance they talked about that. They talked about how, at least for the bride alone, and you can also do a whole wedding party at this spot, do like a hair the day before and try it, 15-minute trial thing.
Oh, nice.
Do all that. Yeah, they talked about all that. So they can be absolutely set up for that if they know in advance. But the bride, that's something she gets, is the hair.
Nice. That's part of her free package.
Yes. Nice. It's the hair that's going to blow away in the wind.
An updo.
Awesome. I wish I had photographic memory and I can remember, like, all the details and numbers.
Well, and I think that just proves that you do need a travel professional, because we have these resources. It's, you know, finding all this stuff out on your own would take a long, long time. So having somebody guide you through it. I mean, even down to picking the resort, because, you know, do you want one where you can stay at one and play at three? Or do you want one that's, you know, very, very secluded? Or do you want one that has access to a beaches resort so that you can have children there? Or should you go to a beaches resort because you want children in your wedding party, or, you know, whatever the...
Another thing, you know, you were talking about, like, switching to a different resort for the honeymoon portion of it. I love when they talk about the ones kind of in the Southern Caribbean, like Grenada or Barbados, you know, and island hopping. Mm-hmm. So, like, totally leave the whole island, hop over to the next one, because that inner island air, once you're already down there, the inner island air is not that much. So, you can
get married in St. Lucia and hop over to Antigua.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's my goal.
And you have somebody that you're with on online, on the phone, anytime you need it, your wedding planner that knows these numbers, like, quick.
Yeah.
We're there more to help you with the destination and where you want to be to get the right fit for you and what would work for you or your group. And then we don't hand you off. We're there the whole way if you want us to be, but there's somebody that we can, that you are in touch with and that we can be in touch with as well, that will go over every single detail of exactly how much this costs or that costs or what's free and da 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 da.
And who knows all the themes and all the colors, yes. And, you know.
And we can help coordinate your guests.
Right, exactly.
And right help way. Coordinate the guests and take away that stress of, did 50 people call in their payment yet?
Yes.
Did Aunt Betty get a room by the pool?
Yep. And we can keep you posted as you earn more benefits as the bride. You know, oh, look, you just booked room number 10. And, you know, we'll be there for that. So,
yeah, we'll be there for that. And for also before that, making sure that your expectations for a resort are matching the resort that you're actually booking your venue at, because they all do have different personalities, and
yep,
if you're looking for nightlife, you might not like some, and if you're in bed by 7.
Nice. Is there anything else you want to add that we forgot to ask about, Amy?
I don't think so. The retie knot, the weddings, trying out the resort ahead of time.
I'm good. Awesome. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you, Amy, for joining us to chat about Sandals Weddings. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com and click podcast at the top of the page, and you can find the episode you wish to comment on, or you can like us on Facebook by searching for Fly Away, and please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Laura, Donna, Lindsay, Elizabeth, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!